improve your marriage, an article by Richard F. Ames. Jesus Christ said, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." If you are married, your spouse is your closest neighbor. If you are already married, are you fulfilling Christ's command? If you are planning for marriage, do you have the right goals and expectations? When a man and a woman make the commitment to become husband and wife, there is often a joyous gathering to celebrate the establishment of the new family. A wedding is a joyous occasion, often accompanied with music, flowers, family, and friends. Marriage is one of the most important events in a person's life. A formal public commitment begins a lifetime together, and the bride and groom may even say traditional words such as, "for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, until death do us part." Are we living up to that promise, individually or nationally? Consider that in 2012, according to the Centers for Disease Control, there were 6.8 marriages in the United States for every 1,000 people. That's down from 9.8 per 1,000 in 2001. Yet, there were also 3.6 divorces per 1,000, meaning that for every 1.8 marriages, there was one divorce. Canada mirrors the U.S. trend, with Statistics Canada reporting last year that 43.1% of Canadian marriages are expected to end in divorce. That's up from 39.3% a decade ago. What about you? Despite national trends, you can apply strategies for a successful marriage. There truly are proven biblical strategies for maintaining a successful marriage. It may not be easy, but the effort you make can lead to great rewards and a loving relationship. Avoid the 50-50 mistake. The old saying, quote, "marriage is a 50-50 proposition," is totally wrong. True love is giving without expecting anything in return. When two people both give 100%, you have a strong bond, a strong overlap that is going to guarantee flexibility and the ability to cope with crises and problems. But accepting the 50-50 proposition guarantees a built-in weak link in your relationship. Does this seem too difficult? Consider this verse, which is foundational to happy relationships and the character that we need for all eternity. Quote, "And remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" Acts chapter 20 and verse 35. Or, as the Moffat translation puts it, "It is happier to give than to get." One of the greatest gifts you can give is your time. Some years ago, when I was very active in sports, I tended to shortchange my wife in spending time together. I still remember the time when I determined to give my time to her in some special activity that would please her. She wanted to go canoeing. That was not my favorite activity, but we went canoeing on an East Texas lake on a Sunday afternoon, surrounded by pine trees, blue skies, waterfall, and peace. What I considered a sacrifice of my time led to an improved relationship. My wife enjoyed the activity and appreciated my effort. As Jesus said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." God's way of life is a giving way, the mature approach to life and marriage. The Bible also instructs husbands and wives to give to one another sexually. In the first century, the Apostle Paul gave this instruction to Gentile converts to Christianity who were living in the sexual immoral city of Corinth. Quote, "Because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband. Let the husband render to his wife the affection due her, and likewise also the wife to her husband. The wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. And likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. Do not deprive one another, except with consent for a time, that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again so that Satan does not tempt you because of your lack of self-control." This is quoted from 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 2 through 5. Are you willing to follow this instruction? Do you express affection to your husband or wife? Simple hugs and kisses when you leave for work and when you return are important. A German insurance company issued a report a few years ago concluding that men who kiss their wives every day are less prone to accidents and are generally more successful financially than men who do not kiss their wives every day. So I made sure to kiss my wife every morning before leaving for work. One day I forgot and backed my car into a tree. Needless to say, I make sure I kiss her every morning. Commenting on the problem of selfishness, Dr. John A. Schindler wrote, quote, "The only person capable of true affection is the person who can forget himself and his own immediate interest while he places the welfare and interest of someone else foremost." When both husband and wife can do that, they will have no domestic nor sexual trouble. This is quoted from How to Live 365 Days a Year, page 142. How many husbands and wives actually practice that principle? And how many Christian husbands and wives actually practice that principle? Put your spouse first. Do you really value your spouse? Notice God's instruction, quote, "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than himself." Quoted from Philippians chapter 2 and verse 3. Yes, you need to esteem, that is to value, your spouse better than yourself. Treasure your mate as a potential child of God. Look for and appreciate the positive values you find in each other. And if you have been abusing your spouse, physically or verbally, you need to repent. You need to humble yourself before God and ask His forgiveness, and you need to apologize to your mate. I know it is sometimes difficult to say, quote, "I'm sorry," but an apology can go a long way in healing and restoring a relationship. How do you demonstrate honor and respect to your husband or wife? There are many ways, such as giving special gifts, listening carefully, expressing thanks, and using common courtesy in your words and the tone of your voice. How patient are you? Patience is a way of expressing love. As we learn from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, often called the love chapter, we read, "Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends." Quoted from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8, the New Revised Standard Version. Read that chapter. Pray that God will give you the ability to live by those qualities and grow in those qualities. You can improve your marriage by listening, by understanding, and by giving space to one another. You can improve your marriage by honoring and respecting your spouse. Notice this vital instruction God gives to husbands. Quote, "Husbands, likewise dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered." Quoted from 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7. God instructs the husband to honor his wife. Keep in mind that you are, quote, "heirs together of the grace of life." Understand that every human being on earth has the potential of being born into the divine family of God as a glorified, immortal child of God. The Apostle Paul reminded us of God's plan for us, quote, "I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." Quoted from 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 18. Set a positive example. The Apostle Peter gave instructions for Christians to set a good example even to their non-Christian mates. Quote, "Wives, likewise be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they, without a word, may be won by the conduct of their wives when they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear." quoted from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Remember, you cannot change another person against his or her will, but you can change yourself. We all have God-given responsibilities in our marriage and family. God tells husbands, quote, "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for her," quoted from Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 25. Are you, as a husband, fulfilling your responsibility? Some husbands and wives place great emphasis on judging their mate's conduct to excuse their own lack of faithful service. Remember, we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, as it tells us in Romans chapter 14 and verse 10. Be sure you are fulfilling your own God-given responsibility as a husband or wife. The book of Titus outlines biblical responsibilities for Christian women, explaining that the older women should teach and admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, quoted from Titus chapter 2 and verse 4. Are you wives and mothers who are reading this article fulfilling your God-given responsibilities? If you are, you will be a positive example to your husband. God will bless your efforts if you acknowledge him in your marriage and if you ask Jesus Christ to live his life in you. With God's help, strive to be the best husband or the best wife you can be. Loving communication. How often do couples, quote, tune one another out in their conversations? Effective communication means effective listening as well as speaking. We should listen for understanding. Try to understand the other person's point of view. Try to understand the other person's feelings and needs. Demonstrate respect by giving your full attention. The Apostle Paul gives us a fundamental principle in communicating effectively. Quote, "But speaking the truth in love, we may grow up in all things into him who is the head, that is Christ." Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 15. Some people speak the truth in hate, but Christians who are maturing in Christ will care about how their words affect those who listen to them. When you talk with your husband or your wife, do you demonstrate concern and care? Do you communicate respect? Certainly, we need to be patient with one another. Quote, "Charity suffereth long and is kind." 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 4, King James Version. The New International Version states it this way: "Love is patient. Love is kind. Be conscious always to speak the truth in love." In our fast-paced lives, husbands and wives may be going in different directions and hardly have time to speak to one another. Some studies have shown that many couples average less than 20 minutes a week in conversation. Authors Leonard and Natalie Zunin suggested the 4-minute rule as a way to capitalize on the brief time you may have together. They point out that the success or failure of a marriage can depend on what happens between a husband and wife during just 8 minutes of the day, 4 in the morning upon awakening, and 4 when you are reuniting after the working day. This is from Contact, the first 4 minutes, page 133. The Zunins correctly point out that your language, attitude, or expression at the beginning of the day can affect your whole relationship. Learn to express a positive, loving attitude for the first 4 minutes you are together at the beginning of the day. If you make this effort, you can avoid an accidental argument or an unnecessary grudge that will last all day, and pay particular attention when you get together at the end of the day. Even if you are tired, a positive word of encouragement or appreciation, a hug or a kiss, can make a difference in your relationship for the whole evening.